Welcome to Energy Matters, exploring awakening to your authentic self and finding purpose through mind, body, and soul. With your hosts, Cody Edner and David Gandelman. Brought to you by intuitivevision.net and groundedmind.com.
Hey, Energy Matters and Insight Timer podcast listeners. This is David Gandelman, and I'm with my co-host, Cody Edner, as always. And we have a very special guest today, the CEO of Insight Timer app, Christopher Plowman. Hey, Christopher, welcome.
David, Cody, it's nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you. And we actually got to meet in person and hang out. And for most of you who haven't met Christopher, he's much bigger in person than you would think. Australians are built like American football players. I was like, wow, you're a tall guy. I'm kind of little.
David, you're kind of small, so I don't know.
That was the first time I'd been to New York. You were my first tour guide of New York. Thank you for that.
That's awesome. And kind of a crazy story. You asked me to meet, you and Maddie, the head of your content, asked me to meet on the southwest corner of Central Park. And for those of you who have never been to New York, that is actually where Trump Tower is. And we happened to meet in the middle of a climate change protest in front of Trump Tower, which is the southwest corner of Central Park. But you, Christopher, I don't think you guys knew that's what that was there when you asked to meet in that corner. It was just near your hotel.
It was funny, actually. I'd forgotten that. You know, being an Australian, that's exactly what happened, wasn't it? We were caught in this sort of Trump demonstration. And because I sort of grew up, I'd never been to New York before. So New York for me is sort of this mystical place that I see in the movies, you know, and I see in like Seinfeld television series. So it's always been the sort of the tapestry of my entertainment life, but for actually to see it up close and personal. And I remember I turned around and I saw Trump Tower, and it was honestly like the sort of, I probably shouldn't say this, it felt like the Tower of Dread, you know. It's black and it's like, yeah, this sort of Mordor place. And I was like, oh wow, this is it. And that was an intense experience, actually. And then of course you took me for a lovely walk in is it Central Park? Is that the name of the park I went to? So that was interesting. Yeah, you were my tour guide for Trump Tower. Thanks very much.
Well, it's funny because growing up, my mother worked for Trump in Trump Tower. So I used to go in as a kid, and I remember thinking, that's a lot of books with one guy's face on them on the walls.
What did she think of him, actually? I've never met someone that knew him personally.
You know, oddly enough, I have like 4 or 5 connections to him. And I wouldn't want to speak for my mother on here, but I don't think she would say very pleasant things.
Funny, isn't it? Obviously, and we didn't sort of come on today to talk about Donald Trump, but I've been trying to work out in my mind for the last few months, because my son asks about him a lot.
How old is your son?
He's 10 today. It's his birthday.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And we spend a lot of time in Bali in Indonesia. So he goes to a French school. We've just moved to Paris, but he spent the last 5 years at a French school in Indonesia. And, of course, there are lots of Indonesians at the school and lots of Muslims. And his best friend is actually Muslim. And his best friend was actually crying at school one day because Donald Trump had just been elected president, and he was worried what that would mean for Muslims. And so I was trying to sort of explain to my son, you know, how someone like Donald Trump becomes president. And it's very difficult to do. I'm not sure if this is interesting for your listeners. I don't know. So I was trying to, in my own mind, rationalize his existence, right? And so there's the rational view, you know, my rational mind, my intellect, says, well, politicians are simply a reflection of who we are. You know, we elect people who sort of represent our state of consciousness at the time. And so then, you know, Donald Trump seems like an apt my ego, you know, hates him, you know, because of the things that he does to, you know, upset my kids and upset people I love and all that sort of stuff. And then I guess I can't work out the third part of me. I don't know where that part comes from. Maybe it's my soul or my spirits. I don't know, call you what I want. But that part of me sort of feels really sorry for him and wants to go up and give him a big hug and say,
yeah,
you know, are you okay? Because clearly he doesn't seem like a happy chap. You know, compassionately speaking, I want to go and and make him feel better. And so I've got these sort of the rational mind, understanding why he's there, the egotistical side of me that, you know,
wants to fight
against him. Doesn't like him a lot. And then there's the compassionate side that wants to go and make him feel better. And so I sort of course, I explain this to my son, and he thinks I'm crazy because he doesn't think I'm three people, so he doesn't understand.
Anyway. He hasn't gotten to that yet.
No. So, yes, he's a phenomenon, Mr. Trump, isn't he?
Yeah, and just amazing that we happened to meet there during a protest. And Cody and I actually, we had an episode on the election and we talked a bit about it. And, you know, our audience is international, probably more, you know, United States centric. But you are our first guest, I believe, that lives outside of North America. And so I think for Americans, they forget like the worldview of everybody else kind of looks into the fishbowl of the United States and goes, what is that circus? Because we are like a reality TV watching, you know, Hollywood, you know, the Hollywood is born from here. And so the rest of the world feeds on American media and content. And it's like, it is a little bit like, what the hell are you guys doing over there?
Well, it's interesting because actually the reason I was in America was to go and meet a bunch of Insight Time and meditation teachers, right? You know, and the juxtaposition, if you like, of the Donald Trump backdrop compared with the sorts of people I was meeting. Like, you couldn't find a starker contrast. I mean, we went with Jack Kornfield at Spirit Rock, you know, Marin County, and we went and saw Tara Brach in Washington, and we met Noah Levine in LA, and we traveled all over and met with some fascinating people in San Francisco and yourselves in New York, obviously. And so you meet these super interesting people sort of who are deeply passionate about kind of raising consciousness, to put not too a flowery term on it. And then in the background, there's the Black Trump Tower as you and I are sitting in the park trying to work out how we can build a sustainable sustainable conscious company. So that's, I think, what sort of makes America great, really. Oh, God, I'm using one of his slogans now, but that's
him calling right now going, hey.
they're onto me. So, yeah, anyway, it's I guess
you got the whole experience.
Those worlds. I got the whole experience. I did.
And you and Maddie are both amazing. We had a great chat about Insight Timer and the future of it and what you guys have built and what you're building, which is why we wanted to have you on today so we could ask you a bit more about it for our audience. And so, you know, part of our audience is the Energy Matters audience, and the other part is we're going to share this on Insight Timer, who, you know, maybe already have been exposed to you and know the app. But maybe, Christopher, just if you could, for a moment, explain to us a little bit about the app and how you created it and the vision that you have for it.
Yeah, I'd love to. And this will be a little bit repetitive for some of our Insight Timer listeners, because I think I've done this before on an interview with Tom Evans. But actually, Nico and I, my brother, we didn't start Insight Timer. We were looking to sort of get into the meditation space. And I was building sort of apps and technology in Australia for 20 years. And in the end, we sort of decided that meditation's going to be quite a disruptive and positive force over the next 20 years, but that we need to kind of accelerate it, you know, that you need people that get actively involved and that have got the time and the resources and the enthusiasm to actually help this acceleration. And so we decided the best way to do that was to actually help meditation teachers. My brother, Nico, he is a meditation teacher, and he struggles a lot with all of the admin side of things and actually trying to reach out to new students and creating an audience. All of these things take time and money. And the consequence is he spends less time teaching and actually more time administrating. And so we were sort of thinking, well, how can we actually build a platform that allows teachers to get their teachings and get their belief systems and get their messages out to much bigger audiences so that they can focus on the teaching? And in order to do that, obviously, you need a big audience of meditators. And so we also decided that we didn't want to do this from scratch, which means we didn't want to go and build an app and then go and find the first user and then the second user and then the third user, because that also takes a lot of money and a lot of time. And so we started looking at meditation apps, really, and we really wanted one that had an existing community. And Insight Timer sort of kept going to the bottom of the list because it didn't look that great and it wasn't sort of built very well. But after we'd looked at a whole bunch of them, we sort of came back to Insight Timer really in frustration because we couldn't find anything else that we're interested in. And we discovered that there was a whole bunch of groups on the app. You know, the users in the community had started creating their own discussion groups, and really diverse discussion groups in terms of topic and also geographically speaking. We've got groups in China, we've got groups in northern India, we've got groups in downtown Chicago, and people are talking about secular mindfulness and Buddhism, and there's poetry groups and Rumi groups, and, you know, I think now we have 6,000 groups on the app. And so that for us really was the you know, that was the defining, the seminal moment. And so we flew to San Francisco, I think in April 2014. And we made an offer to the guy who started it, Brad Fulmer, to buy it, and he said yes. And so we actually became the new owners, if you like, on my 40th birthday, which was September 15, 2014. So that's how we got here, and that's why we're sort of involved in Insight Timer.
So one of the things that's so unique about Insight Timer, I think, from all the other apps I've seen, is that you have a community of teachers offering, sharing their information. So when it started, how many teachers did you have, and how has that side of it grown, and what kind of feedback are you getting from your teachers?
Yeah, so when we bought the app in 2014, I think from memory there was a small collection of guided meditations on the app, but it was basically a timer. That's why it's called Insight Timer. And I think when we bought the app, I think there was about sort of 50,000 regular users, and I think they were doing about 10,000 meditation sessions. Let me get my numbers right here. I think per month, maybe per week. So, you know, it was small, essentially. And we obviously decided that the key here for us was to actually put a teacher community in place. So we got a publishing manager on board, Maddie, who you met, David, in New York. Mm-hmm. And I just said to her, right, I want you to go and get me 1,000 meditation teachers. And I thought it was an impossible task. I just didn't think that she could do it. And she did it in 9 months, literally just got on the phone, started calling people. And now today, I think we do over 250,000 meditation sessions every 24 hours. And I was a bit worried that when we introduced the guided meditations, that would have an impact on people using the timer. In actual fact, it's been the opposite. So we do roughly 100,000 timer sessions every 24 hours, and we do roughly 150,000 guided sessions every 24 hours. So the app is just sort of growing now almost uncontrollably. We're now getting about 7,000-8,000 people downloading the app every 24 hours.
Amazing.
Wow.
And we don't do any advertising, we don't do any marketing, you know, we don't have a PR team. All of that's really coming, we believe, from word of mouth referrals from friends and teachers. And so we couldn't be happier. It's just, I think we now have 1,400 teachers. We have the largest free catalog of guided meditations on the planet, basically. We think we have 6,500 guided meditations now. All of them are free. We have about 1,000 music tracks, 400 talks. So, you know, it's become a really important resource, I think, for people who are interested in meditation.
I wanted to ask you, Christopher, about this. So how do you go about paying for all of this. So you obviously have a pretty big programming team. You've got to manage 7,000-8,000 new people a day and communicate with everyone who has an issue or a question. Are you guys monetizing or planning to monetize to be able to run this operation?
No, I mean, look, it's, I think Tom might have asked me a similar question. I mean, as you know, you might not know, but the first thing we did when we bought Insight Timer was you made it free, because Nico and I sort of had one criteria when we decided to do this, was that we didn't want to monetize a daily meditation practice. We kind of, you know, what separates us from essentially virtually every other app is we actually believe that everybody not only deserves but actually should have access to a free meditation practice. We just think that's essential. You know, we feel like not doing that means you stand out on the street corner and sell water, you know, or something like that. And for us, it's just water's not for sale. You know, it's something that mm-hmm. people need. And we believe that deeply about meditation. And so, you know, for us, I mean, I don't know if other people are aware of this either, but I mean, Insight Timer currently costs about $2.5 million a year to run. And wow. we're just very fortunate, as I've said previously, that we have a couple of people who believe in what we're doing, who are helping us, you know, pay the bills. But it's always been our intention to make Insight Timer sustainable. And obviously it's not sustainable if it sort of remains free forever. However, Insight Timer, the daily meditation practice, and everything you currently have on the app will always be free. That's a big commitment that we've made to our users, and that commitment, you know, will remain forever, which means you'll always be able to get on the app, listen to the guided meditations, listen to the music tracks, listen to the talks, use the timer, interact with the groups, track your stats. Everything that is currently on Insight Timer will always be free. And I've obviously said to the team, we have to just keep improving that experience day in, day out. And that's the task we've set. We want to build the best meditation app there is, and not just the best free one, but the best app, even if you put it up alongside all of the apps that you have to sort of pay a couple hundred bucks a year to access. So that's our sort of primary focus. And then we have another focus, really. We have sort of two goals at Insight Timer. And the other one is we need to build a vibrant, sustainable community of teachers. And by that, I mean that at some point we will start introducing products on the website, on the app, where you will be able to optionally purchase things if you want to. Obviously, if you're one of those people that's just happy with the daily meditation practice and you're just happy with the guided catalog and you're happy with the timer, then you'll never spend any money on Insight Timer and you'll always be welcome. But we will be launching three things over the next sort of 6 months. The first one is a donation option. So at some point in October, if you listen to a guided meditation and you like it, you'll be able to donate $1 or $2 to that teacher. And Insight Timer will obviously get a small commission on that from the teacher. Later this year, we're going to be launching Insight courses. So we have about 40 of our top teachers at the moment who are preparing in-depth courses. So if you're interested in a particular teacher and you're interested in a particular topic, you'll be able to then actually do a course with that teacher over a period of 10 or 20 or 30 days, depending on the format. And you'll pay to do that course, obviously, if you choose to. And the third thing is we get asked a lot by users to actually create more and more features for the app. So we think what we might do at some point is create a set of advanced features that you could optionally pay for. We're not sure about that one yet. We're trying to work our way through it. But all of these things, we hope, in sort of, you know, as a combined effort, will mean that Insight Timer is able to grow and be sustainable. And most importantly, it will mean that all of the teachers on the app will actually be able to spend more time focusing on creating great quality content and focusing on being teachers. We know anecdotally and from feedback through Maddie that a lot of our teachers on the app actually do this part-time. They have day jobs because they just can't afford to do this on a full-time basis.
Right.
And so our sort of, you know, the nirvana for us, the vision for us is in 12 to 18 months' time, a whole chunk of our teachers who are currently doing this part-time will actually be able to focus on this full time because they'll be able to actually earn an income by creating better quality course content and other things. And really, if we get there, then I'll be the happiest. I'll be the happiest man alive because it means we'll have this model which actually doesn't sell meditation. That's something that you can do every day on Insight Timer for free. But once you start to get interested in specific things, you can then drill deeper and then go and buy a course from a teacher. And I just think that this is the right way to do meditation. You know, I've looked at a lot of the other apps out there. I feel like they hit you with a paywall far too early. You know, they teach you to meditate or they'll give you a starter pack or something like that. And then they turn you off unless you start paying them. And, you know, I understand that commercially speaking, that's a tried and tested business model and it works very well for some companies. But for us, it just doesn't feel right. You know, that bit has to be free. And that's really for us just important that companies that sort of want to be both conscious and commercial don't end up becoming too commercial. The big problem, obviously, when you charge someone to meditate, there's like the massive sort of conundrum. There was a great article in Wired today about this.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's an easy topic, obviously, because it always starts out the irony of meditation apps, you know, like the phone's what's causing you to be stressed, and obviously you go back to your phone to meditate. And there's a lot of validity in that. But really what this journalist was saying, and I agree 100%, was the problem when you charge for a daily meditation practice is if your users stop meditating, you stop making money, right? And I just want to pause on that sentence because this is where the conundrum comes in for us. This is why we don't want to charge for daily meditation practice, because I build an infrastructure and a company and a cost base which assumes that the people on my app who are currently paying me to meditate will continue to pay me to meditate. And so what happens is if a user stops meditating, guess what happens? I ping them a little in-app notification and I say, hello, you haven't meditated today, right? And if they don't meditate the next day, I ping them another one. And if you extrapolate that out, right, what happens is what you've – and this is currently happening right now. I remember over Christmas, so I obviously have signed up to a lot of different apps to see how they charge and all this sort of stuff. I honestly got about 200 emails over Christmas with sort of sentences that said things like consciousness, 50% off, and buy your happiness, $1, and all of these – it just made my toes curl, you know, and it just feels so wrong. But that's because these companies are obviously dependent on you to actually come back to the app and keep spending money with them.
Right.
And for us, we've just separated church and state, right? It's like we're never going to send you a push notification that says, hey, you haven't meditated today, right? If you want to, because we don't want to stress you out about the fact that you're not meditating, because essentially we don't make money if you meditate or not, right? And so this is really why we're trying to do something different here. Never get an email from us that says, you know, happiness discounted just today for $5 or something. If I do, you can wheel me out and throw me off a cliff. So that's really the difference, I think, between Insight Timer and most of the other apps, right, is we're not trying to make money from you meditating every day. We're actually trying to build a whole bunch of courses and things like that for the people that are genuinely interested in extending their practice. Hopefully we'll sell enough of those that will allow us to be sustainable, but we're never going to hit you up for sort of $20 a month just to come and meditate.
Fantastic.
That's really great. That conundrum is the same thing I've, and David, I'm sure you're aware of this, having been, you know, teaching meditation and awareness training, you know, for the last 30 years I've been teaching, and the paradox of teaching someone always is that your goal is to teach them to a point where they don't need you. And yet your survival is that you need them to pay you to teach them. So it's kind of a similar thing.
Well, okay. Yeah. But I mean, I think there's a big difference though. I hope I say this concisely because to me it's super important. To me, teachers are everything. If we're going to solve the Donald Trump paradigm, right, mm-hmm. people like that representing our state of consciousness, the only way that we can do that is by building a really vibrant community of teachers. Teachers are everything, right? Because teachers actually, to not be too simplistic, but teachers is what we need to help us combat ignorance, right? That's essentially, if you boil down the role of a teacher, it's to combat ignorance, right? And so it's deeply, deeply essential that teachers actually get paid for their work and can spend time sort of focusing on doing this. And so I just want to be clear here. I don't think there's a conundrum between a teacher actually preparing a 10, 20, 30-day course and saying, look, if you want to learn this topic in depth, then that's something I should be paid for. What I'm talking about is the sort of the daily meditation thing where you're kind of not really selling anything. You're just selling access to the app for $20 a month, right? Mm-hmm. To us, there's a very big differentiator here. Maybe the analogy, this is probably not a great analogy. I need to work on it a bit more. But I think Insight Timer is kind of like the place that says, hey, come in off the street and have a meal with us tonight. And the meal is free. And off you go after the meal and then come back tomorrow and have another meal. And you can do that every day. If you actually really like the meal and you'd like to learn how to make that roast chicken, whatever, you can say, I need to work on this, then actually the chef is giving classes next week on actually how you can do this yourself, right? Yeah. And if you want to go into a class and you want to learn where to go and get the best produce and you want to do all these sorts of things, then the chef's actually going to spend time with you and teach you all of his skills, right? I think that that's actually more than fair that you'd pay the chef for his time. What the other apps do is they sort of hit you up. They sort of, you can smell the roast chicken at the door, but they won't let you in, right, unless you pay for it. And perhaps it's not a great analogy because I know a lot of chefs struggle to earn a living. But you get my point, right? We're actually sort of looking at monetizing through more in-depth experiences, not for the product that we believe should be free, which is daily meditation.
Yeah, right. And you guys have built an amazing platform for all these teachers to be able to come in and do this. I think I've told at least 10 or 15 teachers who have started uploading their content onto Insight Timer. They're like, man, this is a great place for me to reach people. So it is so easy the way you upload the content and the way it's delivered and the feedback that we get, which I actually wanted to ask you, Christopher, because you must be aware of how many lives this app has changed. Have you gotten messages yourself or have seen testimonials from people using the app? Like, wow, this has really changed my life in a certain way, like brought me out of depression or helped me with emotional eating or really helped me learn to meditate every day. Are you getting that kind of feedback?
Look, yes, we get it every day. And I often get private messages on the app. I've got two answers. The first one is yes, David, we get that a lot. I have people who often write to me and say Insight Timer saved my life. And I don't want to be dramatic about it, but I do think for many people, because it's not just about sort of secular mindfulness, which is what a lot of the other apps are about, we have two other, I think, super important aspects of our app that you can't get somewhere else. The first one is community, and the second one is spirituality. Most apps sort of in a bid to become efficient and to get into corporates and educational institutions, they crush all the spirituality out of the teachings because obviously those types of institutions don't allow spirituality and religion in their doors. Again, for us, this is just so wrong because we're all inherently spiritual people and spirituality should be sort of celebrated and we should be curious about it and we should be enthusiastic about it. And actually we get a lot of people who have been to other apps and they say, look, I learned to meditate. I learned the process. I learned how to sit on a cushion and I learned about secular mindfulness and I did it for a year, but actually I still feel like something's missing. And they get to Insight Timer and I can't articulate what it is. I call it community and spirituality. They're both very big words, but I think that's the difference. So we do get a lot of people who write to us more than daily, who sort of express thanks. And the second sort of response to that is, it's quite overwhelming, because we all feel at Insight Timer quite, when someone sends you messages like that, actually it's a little bit daunting, you know, because we sort of set out to do this and actually it's working, and then you realize, you know, the magnitude of the impact that you're having. And I know that it's not just me that feels that. It's Maddie and the publishing team, and it's our development team in Sydney. I post a lot of the messages that come into the app and come in on the review store. I post them into Slack every morning so the team can see the impact that we're having. And so it's, you know, it's meaningful and it's great and it makes us feel great. And at the same time, I can't find the word that I'm thinking of. Overwhelming is probably the wrong one, but it's, I was always going to say scary. Because it's, you know, there should be other companies and other apps, and, you know, I hope that other people start trying to do the same thing. We don't want to just be the only company that's doing this, you know. This is needed. What we're doing is needed.
Right.
We need to sort of combat depression and anxiety and big pharmaceutical companies and sort of all of this. You know, we've spent so much time building all of these artificial networks, I call them. You know, like we build political networks and we build military networks, and, you know, I always like to throw in religious networks, if I could use that term. And most of them kind of, you know, we build them to sustain us, right? We divide and conquer and we separate and we build walls and we build partnerships and alliances and all this sort of stuff. And the reason why we build these networks really is because we sort of have forgotten what I think is the most important network, and I'm referring to the neural network. And I don't know what Silicon Valley's done with that term. It's just the brain, right? We've got this amazing thing sitting on our shoulders that I believe deeply has the capacity to actually make us as individuals and as family and as community and as a planet, you know, happier. And yet we sort of have neglected it for some reason. So we're trying to just sort of get people back to that. And hopefully meditation is the way to do that. I might have sort of waffled on a bit there. I apologize. But
I think meditation is the way back to that. And that leads me to a question I wanted to bring up with you, because talking about what you were just mentioning a moment ago about keeping it free, which is the great thing about Insight Timer, is anybody has access, and all over the world they have access, and in different languages now people have access to meditation. But you guys also really encourage and help someone develop a practice. Didn't you start a group called the 365?
Yep.
Where you're really encouraging people to create a daily practice and to bring this into their world. And I was just wondering how that was going, and if that's something you think you'll continue and do next year.
And so we're definitely going to continue it, because obviously the idea is not that you get to the end of the year and then stop.
Right.
It's that you keep going. I came up with that idea in a moment of madness, sort of a week before.
Why don't you tell us what it is for those of our Energy Matters people?
It basically, before the new year, so like mid-December, I was really struggling with maintaining a daily meditation practice, right? And I'm just like everyone else. I've only been meditating for 3 years. I'm not an expert in meditation. In fact, we have far more people on our app who've been on our app a lot longer than I have. And we have, you know, people that have been teaching meditation for 20 years. And so I consider myself a user on the app, a sort of a novice. Mm-hmm. And I was really struggling to maintain the daily practice. I know the benefits, but sometimes I just think, oh, I can't be stuffed, or I'm busy, or whatever it is. And so I thought, okay, I had seen this movie called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. It's about a guy who was just got fired or something, and he was overweight. So he says, okay, I'm going to travel around America and I'm going to film me so that I have to do it. I have to lose weight. And so I thought, okay, why don't I do the same thing? And so I put out a note, I think a week before Christmas, and I said, hi guys, I'm going to try and meditate every day in 2017. There's no pressure, no analysis, no measurement. We're not going to sort of find out if you didn't do it. But if you actually want to do it, just sign up to this group. And I just put it out there. And I woke up after, I woke up the next morning, I think there was 5,000 people that had joined. And now we actually have over 70,000 people in the group. And of course, not all of them are doing it every day. But what happens is they check in and we have people who say, you know, I'm so disappointed. I got to 120 days and I stopped and now I'm back. And everyone jumps in and says, it's not about making sure you do it every day. It's just really supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been fantastic. And now we get people who share sort of different guided meditation. So what we've basically done is we have an Insight Timer teacher. We've created a meditation playlist. So every week, I think, David, you did one of these recently.
Yeah, I did week 14. It was fun.
Yeah, and I did a meditation on there for it. It was really great.
Yeah, so basically we ask one of our popular teachers to pick a theme, and they then sort of do a 10-minute intro on who they are and why they've picked that theme and why that theme is important to them. And then they go onto the app and they pick 7 guided meditations for that week that relate to that theme. So on Sunday we post – so on week 14 on the Sunday we would have posted David's – what was your theme, David?
My theme – you know, I don't even remember. I think it was releasing stress. I'm pretty sure it was about releasing stress and kindness.
So David would have got on. I'm just typing here to see if I can find it. Podcast David, Gurus and Healthy Spirituality. In this hilarious and enlightening interview. Oh, no, that's not it.
Oh, that's a different one.
That's something else. That's about sexuality, gurus and spirituality. So anyway, David would, on week 14, would have put up his 10 or 15-minute spiel about his theme. And then on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all through to Sunday, there's a different teacher with a different guided meditation that has been selected by that teacher for that week. And this has been so popular because we've done themes based on such varied, you know, we're now in week 35, I think, or whatever it is. So we've done 35 different themes. You know, we've done a binaural beats theme. We've done chanting and mantras. We've done compassion. We've done Buddhism. Jack Kornfield did one just recently on insight meditation. So it's been a great way for our users to discover new teachers and to discover new practices and new content.
Phenomenal.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's been a gem to the world, and the entire app really has been. And like you've mentioned, Christopher, the community that you guys have built. I get emails and messages almost every single day on Facebook, by email, on Insight Timer, from people who found me on Insight Timer. And it's just this incredible platform. And it really is the only one in the world. I've downloaded, like you, Christopher, when I built out my platform, dozens of meditation apps. I signed up for all of them. I wanted to see what they were like. And none of them have a community whatsoever. It's just kind of like you listen to it and then you go. And you guys have spent so much energy, time, and money building this incredible place that all of us can come together and share ideas. And I love the fact that you're so open about, secular mindfulness, spirituality, religion. You really open the door for any and every person on the planet, even if you're atheist. There's room for you on Insight Timer. And I think your vision is really right on point and it's right at the right moment on this planet. So I just want to thank you for building it.
Thank you, David. I appreciate that. And actually, I think why we sort of built what we've built is because, you know, me and our team, we haven't been meditating for 20 years. Some in our team have. But I really built something that I would want, right? So I was interested in, I mean, I don't identify as religious, for example, but I'm really interested in spirituality and I'm interested in secular mindfulness and sort of neuroscience and psychology. I'm a sort of a Virgo, so we have left and right brain, right? So I like the scientific and the secular, but I'm also really sort of interested in the spiritual. And I've discovered in the religious too, we spent 18 months building that new release that we put out 3 weeks ago now, I think. And we've sort of catalogued and categorised over 6,500 guided meditations, not just based on the benefit that they provide, right, like for sleep or for anxiety or stress or addiction or what have you, but we also categorised them based on their origins. And I think we now have about 100 different origins, and they're broken up, the origins, into religions, right? So we have Buddhism and Christianity and Shinto and Confucianism and Hinduism, and I mean, it just goes on and on and on. We've got all, you know, most of the major religions represented, but we also have all of the conceptual stuff as well, like spirituality and consciousness and mysticism and alternative medicine. And so that took a really long time, and we did that with a lot of our teachers. And what I have found is that actually I've discovered stuff that I never knew. I've become a really big fan of, there's a couple of Islamic music tracks on the app. I'm interested in binaural beats. I'm interested in specific teachers. And I sort of have now followed certain categories. Like, you know, you can now follow teachers on the app. You can now follow categories. You can follow a whole bunch of interesting stuff. And I'm actually sort of discovered a whole different world of content that I never knew existed, ever.
Yeah. From your own app.
Yeah, from my own app, yeah. So that's been really exciting, actually. That's been really exciting.
That's fantastic, Christopher. Well, you know, we really, really appreciate having you on Energy Matters. We were really looking forward to it. And we could probably do a part 2 and 3. And hopefully we'd love to have you back sometime, Christopher. And really thank you for coming on here, sharing your vision with the Insight Timer audience, with our audience, and for creating the most amazing platform in the world for meditation. So I think from the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much. And if you guys want to find more on Christopher, you could probably send him messages somehow through Insight Timer and thank him.
You can. I've got about 4,000 friends on the app. Jump on, sign up, send me a message. I can't obviously reply to all of them, but I do my best.
Great. Wow. Thank you, Christopher.
Thank you, Christopher.
Well, thanks, David. Thank you, Cody, for having me. And let's jump back on in a year's time and see how far we've got.
Yeah. Absolutely. And thank you, everyone, for listening to Insight Timer, for listening to Energy Matters. Have a great day. Take some time and meditate. We won't send you any notifications, but try and remember. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys. Bye, everybody. Cheers.
Awesome.
Hey, everybody, that was Christopher Plowman. And you know, it's not every day that David and I get to speak with the CEO of the most used meditation app in the world. And we're very excited to see what happens with Insight Timer. The growth that's been happening over the last, what has it been, a year, 18 months, is just unbelievable, which is, I think, really speaks to the growth of meditation and what's happening in the world right now. So it's very exciting. We do want to thank Christopher for carving out a little bit of time to share with us, and we look forward to touching base again with him in a year or so. And I am sure by then the size of that app will have at least doubled.
Yeah.
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 And that's mostly because of David, I think.
Yeah. It's all my meditations, right? And his, you know, he has such a big vision, and I've talked to him, you know, today, but also a number of times in the past, and he has just such a clear vision of what he wants to create and what he wants to offer to the world. And he's so, has so much conviction in regards to making sure that it is open and available, and at least a major part of the app is free for people who don't have money to pay for it so they can meditate. So I really commend him on that. And It was really great to have him on the show. I hope we do get to have him back. So pretty cool episode. Thank you all so much for listening.
Yeah, I've enjoyed any time I've spoken with him, just the clarity of vision that he has. I think that's one thing that really stands out in talking to him. Speaking of vision, maybe not clarity, but at least vision, David, you and I have some things coming up, don't we?
That's right. So we're going to do a retreat in Costa Rica, April 28th to May 4th, 7 days in the jungle, right near the beach at the Bodhi Tree Yoga Retreat Center. So if you guys want to come on a retreat with Cody and I, it's revampretreats.com is the website, Revamp Retreats. You can check it out there. Really cool company that helps us set it up. So that should be fun. So if you want to see Cody and I in Speedos on the beach, that would be the place. We might have to cut that out for Insight Timer. And if you're hearing this on Insight Timer, oops. You know, in a couple of weeks, November 12th to the 18th, I'll be teaching a retreat in Bali, which is pretty exciting. And for some of you Insight Timer listeners who live in Australia or
on that side of the world, maybe it's a little bit more doable for you. So that's also, you can check that out at revampretreats.com too. Oh, pretty cool.
Awesome.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to Energy Matters. Thanks for using Insight Timer. Be well, meditate well, and we will see you soon.
Thank you, everybody.
You've been listening to the Energy Matters podcast with Cody Edner and David Gandelman. Brought to you by intuitivevision.net and groundedmind.com. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or soundcloud.com.